Hello, this is Cody. I am here with Ethan, who is not on a couch right now. Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Cody. How are you going?
In fact, you're so not on a couch that I see on your shirt it says off the couch with Ethan. So what's happening there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I host and produce my own television program called Off the Couch with Ethan. And it's a camping-based travel show, and it's aimed to get teenagers especially and their families off the couch and out into the great outdoors to go camping, but especially do some awesome activities like at the Gawler Show today. And that's why I'm here. I'm out promoting the Gawler Show today and trying to encourage teenagers and their families to come out, because the Gawler Show, it's fantastic for all ages, and what a beautiful day. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on, have you had the chance to have a look around the Gawler Show? Anything stand out?
Yeah, I've had a bit of a look around the show already and talked to a few amazing people around here. I've got to say the animals out here at the show are just fantastic. I mean, we say it every year and it's a beautiful day. Like, farmers bring their prize stock out here and you can just go out and see and touch all the animals, and like, it's really fantastic. So I love the animals, but of course just the whole community vibe. Like, you know, there's thousands of people out here and everyone's happy, and you know, just all the stalls and the rides and the horses and the animals, and even, you know, inside and all the stuff that goes on inside the competitions. Yeah, the whole community vibe, that's what I love about the Gawler Show.
So have you, do you have much of a history with going along to country shows or the Adelaide Show?
Well, I live in Gawler, so I've gone to the Gawler Show my whole life. I have been to the Adelaide Show, but the Adelaide Show is great, but you just don't get that community sort of rural vibe that the Gawler Show has, because the great thing about the Gawler Show is it's a country show, but it's only an hour from Adelaide. So if you live in the city, like, yeah, an only hour's drive, you just catch the train out here and you get the best of both worlds, really. It's a fantastic showcase.
So as a Gawler local, how did you get the chance to have your own TV show?
That's a good question. So I guess I've always, ever since I was a little boy, I've always loved filmmaking and that sort of thing, on the old VHS camera and those sorts of things. But I guess it all sort of, I've been always made little family holiday films, and we went camping, and I sort of mixed those two passions together, and that's kind of what formed this idea in my head last year about, you know, maybe I could make a TV show, and sort of got on. Then I was looking around for where I could broadcast it, and I got onto Channel 44 Adelaide, which is Adelaide's community television station, and a lot of emails with them and phone calls and etc., and eventually sort of applied, and they saw some pilot episodes and they really loved it, so kind of just sort of took off from there. And now I'm doing really what I love. I'm getting out in the local community and I'm doing what I think is a really good cause, trying to get teenagers and their families off the couch.
All right, well, good luck with that. So.
Cheers. Thanks, Cody, and well done today on your award this morning and everything that all you volunteers do for the Gawler Show, because, I mean, if it wasn't for volunteers, the show would never happen. So.
All right, thanks, volunteers.
Cheers.